smaller and smaller.
Glad we all can make it. I guess first of all, we ought to go over the meeting minutes last month that were presented.
No pictures today?
No pictures.
What to say, huh?
Everybody had a chance to look over the minutes. Decided they're happy with them.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty good.
We choose to accept the minutes.
I say we accept the minutes.
Well, I'll second them. I was kind of hoping that John or Gene would be here so we could verify exactly what is going to entail in putting together our fly-in, since this is the last meeting before our fly-in. I'm pretty sure that as it goes, they'll probably want to have an all-you-can-eat feed, and usually what we bring is not going to be quite sufficient. We probably want to bring about twice as much food, each of us, as we usually do in the past, because if you go to their functions, you'll notice that they like to give up the food. They don't stand in a line and hand out one scoop at a time. They usually let people come and get what they want and come back as many times they want. Most people won't eat more than one plate as I can anymore. But if there's a teenager around, they might want to belly up three or four times. I know I used to like to. I wish I could eat like I used to. I know that Dennis is going to be bringing the potato salad and one dessert, and if there's any shortcomings, he'll throw in a little bit more. And my wife usually will make at least one dessert. Gary's not here today, but he always brings rolls, and I guess we're just going to, I'll have to find out what exactly it entail on this, how much food they plan on preparing, and we'll get some sort of a show of hands and maybe who wants to help on bringing stuff, because usually we all bring a platter. As far as new business goes, does anybody have any new business they want to bring up? Our taxes are in. They're not due until January 15th. And they've gone down this year, so that's a good sign. They went down $3. I didn't expect anything. Maury County went down, but that was a surprise. We spoke on in the last meeting if, I guess this is basically old business, but since I don't have the finesse that Gary does, I'm just going to dish it all out in one lump. you all have to go over it. We were talking about our insurance on the building, and I don't think he was there, Chuck, but we've been talking about a self-insuring, because our insurance is over $800, and this year we expect it to go even higher, because everybody we've heard has said that their insurance has gone up with Falcon. It's really been a hardship for us to meet that, and we can't really figure out why we're doing it, because in the end, that building will be donated to the airport, most likely. So do we want to self-insure? And that's something, I guess, next meeting we're going to have to come in, and we need to make a good show and have a good quorum here, have as many people as we can to vote on that, because that will be the last chance I think I have before it's time to send out the check to them.
Is there a possibility of, through EAA, getting insurance?
Well, see, now we already have that insurance, and that will cover us with liability. That will cover us everything except for the building replacement.
Okay.
And the building replacement, we're paying for way more insurance than the value of that building is ever going to be worth.
What's the value they have on it?
Bill, did you remember what that stake that was?
They called when we talked about it, too.
Yes, we talked about it, too.
We figured we could put it up now with these. We could replace that building on that slab pretty cheap as far as a structure.
I think the value of the building was $30,000, but we were paying far more value because they didn't have anything under $100,000.
Something
like that. Ridiculous. I would say I don't want that to be stumbling because my memory's kind of got holes in it. Anyway, Bill was talking about the kitchen and the bathrooms out there needing to be cleaned up. So I guess the 31st at 11 o'clock, as many people can show up, we'll try to tidy up out there.
Which time?
11 o'clock on Saturday, the 31st of October.
Halloween, you know.
I know. Well, you can bring your costumes.
Oh, I'm thinking about the kids coming around to the house.
Right. Well, anybody wants to come a little earlier, I'll try to be out there. I'll probably be out there mowing, and I'm sure.
Before you get off the flying, has that been established as to what we're going to have, who's bringing what, so forth and so on, or will you finalize it at this cleanup meeting?
Unfortunately, we probably will have to finalize it, like you say, if that means that. I believe there's at least a half a hog or a whole hog going to be cooked by Gene. But I haven't got a confirmation on that. Though when he says something, it's pretty much an iron from what I understand. I don't think there's any problem there. The only thing I was worried about was making sure there was enough food, because I know he likes to see people eat. And I've shared some of his cooking. There's nothing that'll stop you from going back for thirds. I'll try to get a hold of him, and I can get a hold of as many of you as I can, and then word of mouth will go from one another, I'm sure. I'll run by and speak to Jack, or I'll get him on the phone. Hopefully he can make it then. Okay, we've already spoke about the building insurance. Postcards are being made this coming week, and I will be getting them probably sometime mid-week. But I won't be sending out postcards for our fly-in until about a week before the fly-in, because it's already been circulated in all the chapters, and it's been in the magazines. It's got full coverage. There's been a lot of calls made out there, and generally, Dennis feels, and from talking to the pilots that came in, there were some of them didn't even know about it, but that week that they got it before the fly-in, they said, oh, there's something to do this weekend, and they kind of set aside other obligations and came, so we'll be doing it that way again this year.
That was the one where we had about 40 aircraft come in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Last year. We finally had some good weather.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for this year's good weather.
Yeah.
The cards have already been bought. Last year he bought extras, so that might be a savings for this year. I guess I already said everybody's sorry they couldn't make it. I didn't get a confirmation from Gary exactly why, but he had something, some family business. And I believe his mother is in a home now, and I think it had something to do with her, but I'm not sure. I think he said it because he was mentioning that she wasn't there now, but he still had to go see her. Of course, Dennis's nephew is having a wedding up there in just south of the Virginia line in North Carolina. They were wrapping presents last night when I left his house at 9 o'clock. I was over there fixing a GPS, getting my computer. And my computer kept crashing every time I tried to download my GPS information, and it took a professional. And then after that, we thought we'd wasted $35 on the Jepson update. It didn't go through. They put it on the hard drive, but it didn't go through. So we had to try it again. He was sweating. I've never seen Dennis sweat over a computer problem, but he thought for sure. I said, well, if it's enough 35, so be it. But he was right. It sure did change my GPS for my airplane. Let's see. Of course, I told you that Wayne's working today. He probably won't make any of the meetings. He can't really afford to take off a Saturday to come in here for a meeting because he's trying to finish up some work on the side for doing his footers and stuff, his personal business. He makes more money, I think, in a day on that than he probably does 3 months at his regular job, but he said he might have to take off a day from his regular job to finish up something. Being the rain set him back. Jack, because Jack, his health hasn't been real good, and it was unusual for him to be feeling so good last month, he said. He said he'd sure try to make it next month, but he was almost positive the schedule was not going to permit him to feel like coming out. And he don't like to drive down to Georgetown. After driving this morning down here to Georgetown, I was thinking about Jack all the way down here, and I'd say, yeah, I know why. You get out on the road to Green Sea, it's all peaceful. Down here, it seemed like every three cars came out. They'd been in the bar room last night.
It's getting worse.
I think they're all in the same bar room the way they were driving.
That's small.
There's all those Yankees coming down here.
They all had South Carolina plays. I'm surprised they didn't like it down there, Ohio, folks. I'll let you off on that one. Anyway, on I guess
the verse. What's up with the Shaws?
The Shaws. Well, they're back.
They are back.
They are back. It was a week ago Wednesday. Actually, they came in on a Thursday or Friday before that, but they didn't. They were at the house. They came out. I think it was a Wednesday. I saw them at the airport, and. They were hoping I'd get to fly. I got to fly 15 minutes before dark. When I sat there until, 11 o'clock, I think, with them, they just wanted to keep talking. They had all things to talk about on their trip. They'd seen so many airports and different airplanes. I'm surprised they're not here today, but it is quite a haul for Bud. The airport out there, he's got it looking good. The farmer that leases the backside of the property for farming and hunting privileges has done all of the mowing around the field. Everything's laid down that not usually gets mowed. And Wayne has worked pretty diligently. He's got that extra mower. He's got his Roper tractor, which is a 50-inch mower on it. Then he's got the 42-inch swisher on the left-hand side behind it. And then he's got a homemade 44-inch mower, I think it is. Isn't that what that deck was you gave me?
Yeah.
We took a tractor that Larry brought in. It didn't have a... What was wrong with it? It was in bad shape. I never would have thought anything would come out of it good. It didn't have a deck under it. That's what it was. We took the rear transmission transaxle... And we put it under the Sears and Roebuck Craftsman we got. So now our Craftsman mower is quiet and does good. And we decide we're not going to drag anything behind it because those kind of transaxles aren't made to pull with. So we got that back running good. And then I was sitting there looking at it, dinner, and it was sitting out front, and I said, you know, if we cut that thing off right by the steering sector, and we put a tongue on it, I bet we could drag that with that motor deck I got at home and make another tag-along. And Wayne says, that sounds like a good deal. You bring the deck, and we'll see what we can do. So I went out there, and I took the torch, and I cut her down, and I had an old piece of axle there that I bought for the airplane, and it came in, and it was the wrong size for what wheels was we were going to put under it. I wanted an inch and a quarter bearings, and it was like three-quarter or something. So it ended up being just right for those lawnmower wheels. We had some two-inch box tubing that was left from putting up my landed carport that my trike goes sideways up in on the track. So that landed a little bit of steel for that. The motor started up and ran just like it always run, and you would never believe it set outdoors without anything over the carburetor. It was wide open. It chatted and spit a little bit, but finally ironed out pretty good. We've got that thing all together, so it goes off the back right-hand side of his tractor, and that old Roper has got one heck of a transmission in it, rear end. It could pull. It's made for plowing snow, I think. So anyway, he's having a time out there. It will mow a tad over 10-foot swath at one time. So it takes him 2 hours, he said. He mows everything that I don't mow with the tractor. And it took me 4 hours sometimes to mow that just the runway with that tractor. So he's a big help. Here lately, the grass isn't growing too good. I think it took me about 2 hours to knock it down the other day. Anyway, need some help on thinking of how we're going to mount the rudder outside our building. And was it you and I was looking at that? No, it was Larry. Larry made it out there at the building. I went out Saturday to see if it needs mowing, and the grass wasn't growing. So we took that rudder outside and put it up on the wall to kind of get an idea, and we figured we first thought to do it by the door everybody comes in, but we figured everybody's going to get run into it and get slapped in the head with it every time they go by it. So y'all don't know it, maybe, but we got the small door and then the roll-up door. So over there by the cooker, there's a wall where they usually have a sign that says pilot register inside. That thing's faded and deteriorating, and I thought we'd paint that on the door so when they come up, they could see it on the door. Or so I was going to make another sign and put that rudder on that side. Usually when we have a flying and the door's rolled up, that'd be very nice. We just got to figure out how to, we want to mount it. And I guess everybody saw the little tag that I had that says Club by Dawn. I want to take, and theirs are pretty reasonable. I think they're like $1.90 a piece. And the way this guy is, I think we'd probably get a better deal than that because he kind of hates to charge us anything. His price gets cheaper every time I talk to him. And I wanted to buy one for every member that has gone west, such as Tom and John Bennett and Don Rudick. I wouldn't mind putting Don Cookman's name on there if nobody had any objection, because he was a big benefit to our chapter. Not many people knew him, but he's a hard worker in EAA for years on the techniques of woodworking, which if anybody's ever looked at the manual for woodworking, our principles, the EAA magazine, his testing of wood is noted in there. His little device that he used with a milk jug to test different various types of woods and all the facts that came up, there's a whole list of the stress and the test that he did on different types of wood, such as fir, birch, and everything. I was quite impressed when I realized that a friend of mine's uncle was also the man in that magazine, because I always kept asking Todd if he had a Cookman that was in the EAA. And he kept saying, well, I have an uncle that was in a Lion chapter in Massachusetts, but I don't believe it would be him. And it ended up being Don. I only met him in the last couple years of his life, but he was a great help for me in a lot of different things I'm doing. He's a good boat builder, too. Builds sailboats. He's a a little crazy. He was an engineer, so he had some good techniques to build it. Anyway, that's just something for new business or another meeting, maybe for the first of the year. Austin, I guess we already know about Austin bringing down some of Don's models. I guess he's got them all over his apartment, and there's no room to sit down. He sold a couple of them, but most of the radios and the servos and some of the big models, he couldn't get rid of them. He's bringing them down, donating them to the chapter. I believe he's going to be here next month, or the month after. He got set back. He's supposed to come in September, and he had a car that was supposed to be picked up. He was supposed to be brought to Canada, the way I understood it, but something got crossed up, and he had to go to Texas to pick it up. So that changed his plans, and he didn't make it on the day he thought he was going to be here. I hope everything goes good with that. I guess it's time for me to get off my pulpit and say something about the meeting minutes for September for this meeting. So I'll put on a different tie here. I'll be the treasurer. The checking account, I might say, is looking really good. And I'd like to thank Judge Moncrief. He's not here, but I'd like it to go out. I hope he hears. I thank him for his $100 contribution last month. That was very nice of him. He's very generous. I know he doesn't have the ability to dish out money, but he always does. The 19th of September, our checking account started out at $369.95. On the 9th of October, I made the deposit from Judge of $100. Now, the 13th of October, I paid Ori Electric $28.86. I've got to go in here because this morning I was supposed to make an addition into these minutes that I didn't make. I did these up Thursday night. Something else arose Friday. So that would have been on the 13th of October, I paid for the engraving of the brass on for the prop, the Don Rudick. And the engraving and the brass plates, including tax, came to $39.31. I'm going to have to be pretty tricky to figure out our balance. The 17th of October, our balance was a $401.70. And Dennis, I'll give you an updated tally because I might be off 10 cents on that. I'm figuring in my head. But that's subtracting the 39.31 from 441.09. $400 in the bank looks pretty good. I'm happy. You know I can be kind of grouchy. As petty cash, we started out on the 19th of September, cash on hand with $4.74. On the 19th of September, the meeting's kitty produced $30. 17th of October, cash on hand is $34.74. And Dennis, I hope I spoke slow enough. He usually has to repeat it 3 or 4 times. That's the close of the minutes for September. I hope you choose to accept them. Does anybody have any new business they'd like to bring up before the chapter?
Yeah, I want to get that stolen microwave out of my garage.
That's right.
Do you still have a pickup?
No, but we both have trailers. And since I'm more apt to be heading to Greensea than Bill, I'd come down and maybe I could entice Bill or somebody to help me load it. It's pretty easy to get it on my trailer. And I could get it off the trailer because I can back right inside the place and just walk it off.
Well, we're going to replace the one that's up there?
Yes. It's been said years in the past that we need to replace that one. We thought there was a problem with the stove, but Wayne found out that it was the breaker, and we're leaving the breaker on. I'm going to have to replace that breaker. And as a matter of fact, I might do it before we have our client. He also said there's a microwave, and we do need a microwave, because one of our three is bad.
This has got to be mounted. This was under over the stove, and there's a big plate. I guess it goes on the wall.
Right.
This goes up there. But you can't just slide it on the shelf.
No.
It's like the day we bought it, really.
Well, if it's the kind that mounts on the wall that I've put up before.
Okay.
We've had one at the plantation house that goes bad periodically. In fact, one didn't last long enough to be present and taken down someday where you hung it up. So I think I can do that.
Just let me know when.
All right.
As long as Mom doesn't have me in a dental or a doctor's office or something.
We'll get together on that. The three of us will decide when we can do it. I appreciate that. Anyone else have any new business? Anyone in the back corner over there?
Yeah.
You're being awfully quiet.
I'm okay.
I still have some of those airplanes. We're outside. We'll lower the price on them and sell them.
Where do you get their little propellers from? Do you hand make them? You do?
Yeah.
Well, I sure would like to buy a propeller from you if you have extras. I don't know what happened to my propeller. It was spinning its little tail off up there. And I like it. I've got it on my porch. And it always shows me the direction. And does good. And then one day I went up. There was nothing left of it.
It fell off, and then the dog got a hold of it.
Oh, you never told me that.
No, because you took it off the dog, and it was too late.
That was what I took off the dog.
That's only
I probably thought it was
when
stressful.
There was a puppy. It was not there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it fell off, but he got a hold of it. And I'll
take that up a shadow later.
Yeah.
I'll see if they have another one laying around there.
All right.
You might want to have them out there if it's flying, if the weather's good.
Yeah, I'll have to.
You going to be there this time?
Yeah. For when?
For the 7th.
Oh, yeah, for the 7th.
I think if somebody's looking for that particular kind of a... You can't buy one for any cheaper. I've been down to Lakeland one time. I was looking for one. And I found those little ones that they sell at the kite shops. And they were $60-some for the cheapest one they had, and it didn't look like it would last a year out from the weather. And you go and look at a handcrafted wooden, and not nearly as detailed as yours is, and they're $40-$45. So I was kind of shocked people coming up and grumbling about prices.
Well, we're gonna get rid of them, okay?
Make people happy. I might have to buy another one myself.
We'll get the price down more people. It just...
Can't say no.
That's can't say no. I could have about 6 or 7 of them.
And you and I were talking the other day, just reiterate again on that. We do actually have 6 years left on the lease up there.
I do believe it's 6 years.
6 years left out of the, what was it, 15?
15-year contract, yes. So, we were talking about the last meeting on this thing with the insurance getting back on some old business, I guess, that possibly turn the building over to the airport. If there's any question, we've got to get with the Shaws. We've got to have a good meeting where everybody shows up and have the Shaws present, I think. So it's unanimously known of what it entails with self-insurance. And if there's a problem, we could maybe donate the building back to the airport.
Have it included in our lease?
Have it included in our lease.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we got to think about. Bring that back to the table in December. Or November. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of the time. We do have two more meetings, don't we?
Yeah.
But December meeting is really informal. We usually at a restaurant, not a whole lot gets said. I depend on Gary for that part of it. Is there anything else? I think I've covered about everything, but Bill, you stated that you was hoping somebody had a roller to roll the runway.
Well, I was looking for one of the large propane tanks.
Yeah, and you want
we
like
could cut it down and yeah, with the rounded ends on.
You want like a pig, one of the big giant 250-gallon ones.
Yeah, at least 250. 500's fine too. But so we cut it down and make it flat.
I meant to tell Larry about that because I don't know if he heard that. He was out of town when he met me.
Round ends will keep it from gouging up the turf when you turn it.
That'd be a good idea.
And if we could start rolling that runway, that thing would get beautiful.
All right, maybe we could all look out for one of those. I guess we need to know, I wish Jim was here. Jim usually is on the radio. I presume he'll be here with his radio for this client. I need to get up with him and make sure. I do have a good operating radio, and I think you do too, don't you?
Yeah, but it's going to go with the airplane.
Oh. I've got a handheld I can bring.
Yeah, so we got at least two handhelds in case one battery goes down.
You got certificates?
Dennis is going to be doing the pictures. Now, if he can talk Corey or his daughter into doing those certificates, I didn't hear him volunteer, but I would like to probe that because I think everybody really... Did we do that last year? Because I don't think I was at the fly-in last year. I think I was in West Virginia.
Yeah, you were. You missed the... It was one of the best ones we've had, and you were up there in West Virginia.
I know. I about cried the day I went to the mine. I think I remember it.
I think we called you and told you how great it was.
Yes, somebody, Gary, I think, translated the message to me, too. Anyway, I'm sure Larry will be there to direct aircraft, and I don't know what I can do to help out, but if somebody will show me what to do. We never had enough airplanes coming in at one time at our little airport for me to ever learn direction of aircraft. It was more or less is three tie-downs, pick your choice. But I'll be glad to help out in any way I can. Like I say, the place up there looks real good. I don't think it's going to take us much to do any tidying up around the place. It looks better than it has in years past. Larry said he was thinking about bringing over his tractor and trying to lay down a little more closer to the ground and get it cut so it would be even neater over there towards the front. Right now we've got the usual mount and it's mowed all the way from where it usually is towards the road, which is about, 200 feet from the building, all the way to the campground. It's all manicured. And the ultralight runway is mowed and in pretty good condition. I used it a couple weeks ago. I was taking off from the lower end down by my hangar, flying across the field, landing on the ultralight runway, taxiing up to the long one, flying back down to my hangar. I was having a good old time. I did 13 landings like that. That's my magic number, so I decided next time to take off and go around. And it was kind of rough. So I didn't apply too far that day. My little trike is a little too light in the wind. I'm praying for a 12.5-meter wing to be underneath my Christmas tree. Santa may not be able to have room in his life. Well, anyway, I just about is everything I can think of. Has anybody got any old business they'd like to bring up that we haven't already gone across, or?
I just wonder if some way we could get some more exposure up and down the strand. I don't know how we're going to do this. and have to start using the media or something somehow. Something to think about. I think I did say something. I need to talk to the guy this week about the possibility of a dragonfly tug out there with hang gliders in the near future. He's supposed to be getting up with the Shawls pretty soon. And maybe they want to jump from Connecticut to here, and then from here to Florida. And I think the one guy I was talking to is possibly going to Puerto Rico for this winter. That's certified in hang gliding and doing tandems. And they use a little tug from Australia called the Dragonfly. It'll start flying at 17 miles an hour. It's a little two-place. And
Dragonfly. Is that the one that's got the canyon out front?
No.
No, that's not that big.
There was a couple
different Dragonflies.
Yeah, but this one was by a guy that he built it for tug for hang gliding. So it's flying really slow. I think top speed on it's like 60. And it's a two-place. But it's supposed to be awesome for us. So they'd launch tandem hang gliders, and it cuts you loose about 2,500 feet in the air. And they want to investigate, possibly have something like that around Myrtle Beach in a different time of the year. So I guess as they make their transition south for the winter. I'm going to try to get a hold of Brian on that, or Clifton on that. You met Clifton at one of the meetings. But they've been doing quite well up there where they are. And he still likes this area. And when he talked to Bud and Shirley before about it, they were pretty open about it. Said that our group up there, out of everywhere he's been, has probably been the most gracious group of people he's ever encountered anywhere when it came to being open-minded about flying and caring about things of flying. So we'll see. I'll see if I can follow up on that, too. See if we can get this thing on the map somehow.
Yes. Well, actually, Bud asked me a couple times this past year about him, if I knew what happened to him, that he thought he was going to come out and
well, then I need to catch up with Bud soon then and
I think I told Bud that he was looking for somebody to pull him in the truck, someone to operate the winch system
right.
Or something. He needed an extra person because he was trying to feel around and see if one of us could. And I didn't know if I really wanted to try that. I'd never done that.
Well,
kind of responsible for your life when you're doing that.
Well, now that they have this little dragonfly, this other guy has this dragonfly tug. He was even inquiring if mine would be a good tug. And I don't know if mine will fly slow enough. It might. I just don't know until we get it flying. But we'll see what happens.
That'd be great.
I'll get him and Bud hooked up here soon and see what's going on. I know he was talking about going to Puerto Rico. Had an offer down there. And he said he might go down there. He went back to it. He said it's terrible to have to party and fly.
Well, I've already been contacted by one person who's interested in getting back into hang gliding. So there, and he had mentioned a few other people that he knew that they used to go into North Carolina and they don't do it anymore at the site they used to. He has quite a few hours in hang gliding.
That's where they used to step up the side of the mountain, one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't too many of us out there fly that would have that kind of nerve step off the side of the mountain.
Matter of fact, Dennis and I was looking for parts for the excavator that we use and extend his runway over Tabor. And I got that conversation going because that was what me and this Komatsu salesman had connection with, was our hang gliders.
Oh, yeah. He's involved in the Eagles program down here.
That's good. So we have a Young Eagles program here.
Mm-hmm. Dan Dross been doing it.
Just took off.
Jerry and Bill used to do it.
That's great. I was practically born in an airplane. That's why I've always had it in my roots. I can remember when looking at cows and they were about the size of ants. little houses and stuff, and I was probably 5 years old looking out the side of a J-5 three-passenger cruiser. Always had a plane tied up to my bedroom. Kids thought I was crazy because they talked about their father's lobster boats, and all I had to do was talk about was my dad's airplane because we didn't have a family car. We had an old Jeep. They just thought that was all made up. Nobody could ever live like that with an airplane at the bedroom window. And years later, they found out when they saw me flying overhead. Well, I think that's about it. We can probably close this meeting. If anybody has anything more to add to it, I suggest we close.
Make a motion we close.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you for showing up.
Thanks for coming, John.